Tug of War with a Monster. This is a metaphor adapted from an example in Russ Harris's Act Made Simple book. Let's imagine you're in a tug of war with some huge anxiety monster. Or it doesn't have to be anxiety, it can be anything that you're struggling with. But let's imagine you've got one end of the rope and the monster has got the other end. And in between you, there's this huge bottomless pit. And you're pulling backward as hard as you can. But the monster keeps on pulling you ever closer and closer to the pit. What's the best thing to do in this situation? Many people will answer, pull harder. And of course, that's often what comes naturally to us. But notice that the harder you pull, the harder the monster pulls too. You're stuck. What do you need to do? Some people might say, call in some friends. Ask them to help you pull this rope, fight this struggle. But what else could you do? You could drop the rope, and that's it. When you drop the rope, the monster is still there. But now you're no longer tied up in the struggle with it. Now you can do something more useful. There are lots of other metaphors you could use to illustrate that the struggle itself is the problem. And basically, you can use anything that conveys this message. But the more you do what comes naturally and instinctively in a problematic situation, like with the misery monster, the anxiety monster, the worse a situation can get. Think of other examples you might know from your own life. Imagine slamming on the brakes when your car skids. Or imagine trying to swim against a riptide. Or trying to dig your way out of a hole. Or scratching an itchy rash. Leaning backward on your skis when you're going too fast. These solutions don't get rid of our problems. In fact, our problems are still there, and sometimes they're worse. But if we can use this new way of responding to these difficult situations, the situations themselves will impact on us differently, because we're handling them differently. So these situations no longer have to hold us back or bring us down or jerk us around. And if there's something useful we can do with them, we can use them. You see, even really painful thoughts and feelings often have useful information that can help us, even if it's just pointing us towards problems that we might need to address in our own lives, or maybe some things that we might need to do differently. Or maybe it's as simple as reminding us to be kinder to ourselves. And if there's nothing useful we can do with those things, we can just let them be. Just let them sit there. And that's not always the thing that comes most naturally to us, because a lot of times our natural response is to fight with these things and to try hard to fix them. But see if you can, in your own life, over the next while, when you find yourself in a struggle with something, imagine yourself in this tug of war, and imagine yourself, instead of continuing to fight this fight, or to pull the other end of the rope, imagine you can choose to just set that rope down and carry on with your life, doing the things you'd actually like to be spending your time with, rather than fighting with your own mind. And this excerpt was taken from Russ Harris' Act Made Simple, but you'll see this tug-of-war example used in lots of different act exercises and lots of different act books.